Well, you must be thrilled and absolutely delighted with the performance of your players and obviously to get the result as well.
Massive performance, Torres, massive performances all year, and massive shifts put in the training field, and absolutely delighted for the lads and their parents. Delighted for the lads and their parents, Torres, because I've been there myself when Ulster titles, unfortunately, I never got over the line on the under 21 or an All Ireland one, but absolutely delighted for the lads today there, so yeah, couldn't be annoyed.
I don't think I've ever seen an All-Ireland final start in that sort of fashion. Goals at either end inside the opening minute.
It was
a flying start. But your side, that spell, I think you got 5 points in a row midway through the first half, and that got you a gap that you kind of always had.
With it, and that's what I told the lads. Get in front, keep pushing on, and go for the juggler. We're not going to sit back. You see that with the lads. We're not sitting back to try and get a point or two in front and try and kill the game. We're going to go out and we're going to keep scoring and try and keep that team from scoring and keep going and enjoying letting the lads play football. And we've done that all year with a super run. We're down with an unbelievable game with Donegal. Fantastic footballers ahead, the lads too. And we test each other point for point, goal for goal. We went next to time, and we're lucky enough to, you know, get over the line in that game. And then we come to Ulster final, where we're tested with Calvin. Full credit to Damien O'Donoghue and the lads there, the Calvin team. And we just pushed on there, and it's been a fantastic shift from the lads to the healthy now.
And you played a lovely style of football, I suppose. That was shown by the last 4 points you scored in the first half. It came from the two each, from the two wing-backs getting forward and supporting.
They do. We encourage them to get out and play. If there's a half-forward has to work back and do a bit of work, then bang, the half-back, away you go. It's there to go. And they all can play football. They all can take scores. I've seen even Mickey Raff, our cornerback, 3-4 minutes to go, come tearing the whole way up the field, a full out sprint, so he did. And our fitness told big time, so it did. I thought our fitness was outstanding all year, and you can see that coming through with the lads.
Obviously the senior All-Ireland for Tyrone last year, but how important is it to win at this grade? I think it's the first one since 2015, and there hasn't been too many before that as well.
Look, it's nice to get silverware as you go along the way. Brilliant to take silverware, and you keep developing the lads and keep pushing them forward to the next level. And as last year's gone, it's dead now. The seniors went out there again there in the last round, so there, and they'll come forward even stronger through the playoff, and this gave them a great boost to push all forward.
And it shows about the conditioning of the players as well, because you had an incredibly tough game against Kerry just 6 days ago, but you wouldn't have thought to look at the picture today.
Go back and you're a young lad too, what are you? And you're playing football in the garden, you're playing on a Saturday evening, you're going the next day, so you're flat out and there's no stopping. So lads want to go out to play football. When the big key to it all, if you're enjoying yourself, you're enjoying the environment, so it is, you'll get so much out of it, and go and embrace it and enjoy it.
And obviously some outstanding talents there, particularly Rory Canavan gets a lot of the headlines as well, but he's not the only one as well. It's not a one-man team by any means.
Owen Corey in the fullback lines, you know, Stevie Donaghy centre back, Niall, you know, I go through them all. Wee Dan Muldoon come in last week and he was outstanding, so he was, and big shift he put on the day, so for a lad who had never played for Tone, never featured any of the games, or our own Corey as well. So a big shift the lad all put in, a massive shift.
So big celebrations, I'm sure, tonight and into the week as well.
Well, they'll enjoy it, so what?